Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee. The meeting is now convened at 8:41 p.m. and is Wednesday, September 26th. And Madam Secretary, could you kindly call the roll?
All right. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Thank you, Wesley. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Thank you, Nia. Kathy Davis?
Absent.
No. Absent. Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you, Lydia. Ali Lexa? I don't hear Ali. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Thank you, Marcel. Andrea Turner? I don't hear Andrea. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Thank you, Afia. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you, Tracy. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, thank you very much.
May I ask you, Madam Chair, did Kathy Davis ask for an excused absence, or does she have a conflict?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The draft agenda for tonight is 1, call to order and roll call, 1 minute. Approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Approval of minutes, 10 minutes. 4, executive searches required documents, and the PNB motion is posted on the agenda, which I probably should read for folks who are listening on the stream, and it says, per previous executive search protocols passed by PNB, a search committee shall be elected from the full PNB, which will commence a search for a permanent ED and permanent CFO to be selected by the PNB. The PNB Personnel Committee shall provide a copy of the job descriptions, candidate evaluation criteria, job site posting list, and a confidentiality agreement to be delivered by the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee to the elected search committees, elected search committees prior to their first meeting. There's a typo there. So that's the motion that pertains to item number 4, and those two items, candidate evaluation, 20 minutes, confidentiality agreement, 10 minutes, because the other items are done. I've been completed. 5, set next meeting date. 6, review action item. And 7, adjourn. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Can we acknowledge at this meeting the results of the election?
Yes, I could add that. Where would you like the Ethia? How about if we put that, make that the new? We could make that. Let's see. Item 4, and I could make that the new number 1, number 4, and
okay.
Drop the other two items down when we get there.
Fine, thank you.
Okay, let me just make a note of that. Okay, are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Okay, Madam Chair.
Yes.
My sincerest apologies. I do not have the minutes ready. They are like 5 minutes from being ready. So I beg your indulgence. I think there are actually two sets, and they're both just like practically done. So I've just been spinning like a top. So can we postpone those until our next meeting?
Yes. Because I guess we'll be meeting pretty frequently now. So, okay, not a problem. So we will strike that. Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Could I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
This is Teresa. I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Okay, thank you.
I second if you need them.
Pardon? Pardon, Lydia, I didn't hear you.
No, I said this is Lydia. I don't know if you need a second, but I will.
I'll make that notation.
No, you don't need a second in committee. It's fine. Any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, great. So item number 3, which is approval of minutes, that's been struck. For number 4, executive searches required documents, and the PNB motion I read earlier. And please hold on for a second. I need to, does anybody have the results faster than I can get them? Do you have them, Athea? I mean, I can find them. I just need to look for them.
I have them. It's
okay. Could you kindly read them?
Ken Aaron, Ivan Alsame, Nia Bediako, Lydia Brazan, Athea Wangaza, Alex Steinberg, and Teresa Allen.
Okay. So congratulations to the folks who are on here. And we have our work cut out for us. Okay. The next item under number 4 is candidate evaluation criteria. So I now open the floor for discussion on that, and we have 20 minutes. And I would like first to, I was away when this was passed, and the maker of this motion is on the committee, Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy, could you please elaborate for us exactly what you meant by this? Tracy? Okay, I know she was in a train.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Okay. Lydia, you were on the call? Could you please tell me what she was thinking?
Well, I don't know what she was thinking, but I assume that it is what is the criteria we're going to use to qualify a candidate for the position. And the criteria is basically the degree to which the candidate is appropriate to the job description, experience relative to radio and nonprofits, those are kind of like the basic elements, and so, you know, just standard stuff that we've used before. I mean, what we should do, what was the previous ad, because that has the elements that the applicants will be going by. I don't know if anybody has those, but
I asked the former
but the job description is the centerpiece of the criteria by which a candidate is evaluated. In other words, if the job description has educational requirements to it, then that would be part of the criteria. If the person is a zookeeper and has been a zookeeper their whole life, it might not be applicable to the elements in the job description. So I don't know what they want beyond that. Educational requirements is usually one, and experience is usually the other, and usually the salary is based on both.
Okay, that's what I thought, that this would be guided by the job description. I wasn't there, but thank you for that explanation. But just so things don't get bogged down any further, is Tracy back? I just wanted to make sure that you...
Yeah, hi, Nia. I went through a tunnel. What did you walk something with me while I was gone, or...?
I asked, as the maker of this motion, in terms of candidate evaluation criteria. But first, did you hear Lydia's explanation?
I heard probably about two-thirds of it, so I think I get what you're talking about, but I didn't hear the original question at the beginning.
Right. Exactly what you had in mind when you made this. Just so we're clear.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
About the candidate evaluation criteria. Mm-hmm. That's what
I
was responding to.
Okay. Well, not a great deal, basically, and, you know, I haven't been on the personnel committee very long, so if I, you know, assume too much, that's fine. It was basically just if there was any sort of a form or a mechanism for marking or ranking candidates based on their resumes or their interviews. Sometimes people use bullet points or some kind of a 1-5 ranking mechanism or something like that. So it was really just a question of whether there were any written criteria from previous searches to, or any forms or any sort of mechanical materials that existed for folks to evaluate candidates. And if there aren't, I don't think it's a deal breaker in any way, shape, or form. But this is what was intended, was if there were any pre-existing materials or materials that the committee had developed, that they would be used. Or at least, hand it over to the committee. That's all.
Okay. I was going to ask Lydia that when you did the search, do you have anything? And to answer the question, I did check with Sandra Rollline. She was the former chair, and Andrea was on that committee. Andrea has nothing. Sandra Rollline has nothing. I mean, it's only logical that we would come up with this, but I asked because I wanted to make absolute... I'm sorry, someone's saying something? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
No, it was just Marcel for the stack. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure that we were clear. So, Lydia, do you have any criteria from the
nothing in the form of like a spreadsheet or anything like that. We did that for search firms. We had a spreadsheet with criteria areas where we could fill in. But in terms of something like that, other than the job description, no. They tend to be rather fluid. Obviously, some candidates are stronger in one area than the other, so it needs, there's too much flexibility, we believe, to put on a spreadsheet type of thing. No, absolutely.
Okay. Next on the stack is Marcel, and then we're just going to try. Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay, very quick. A candidate evaluation form should be really simple. We could just adapt one we have now for an ED or a PD. It shouldn't be that complicated for us. And number two, I just want to let you know that I'm on my cell phone, so I'm already hearing it get spotty, so I may drop off and try to get back in. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who wants to contribute something different from what's been discussed previously? Okay, great.
Wes, we're here.
Hi, Wes. Go ahead. Can you speak up, Wes? It's a little hard to hear you, dear. Wes? Wesley, we can't hear you at all. Can anybody hear Wesley?
I can.
Wesley, we can't hear you if you're speaking.
This is Lydia.
Wesley? Okay, Wesley, I'm going to come back to you if you can hear me, but we can't hear you. So just identify yourself, and I'll take you next on the stack as the person speaking. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
So I think that what I'll do is I will forward any of the documents that I have. From the ones that I reviewed, the most valuable one is the one for search committees and search firms and, the headhunters and all of that. And there were a few that were good, but at least we know which ones are in the area more or less. I think it has on there how much they would charge, because even if we do a modified version of that, the search committee might need it, so I'll just forward to the members of the committee what I have.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think it's anything we have to scan or go through first.
Okay, but we just whatever you send us, we try to come up with one clear and concise document for the search committee. Wesley, are you back?
No, I didn't say that. Nia, just to be clear, for example, if the committee had some companies that they reviewed to conduct the search, and so I would forward that spreadsheet, which only aspects of it might be applicable, like we might only want them to do the reference checks and accept the applications. Anyway, there's all kinds of modifications that can be had, but regardless, I'll just send what I have. I'm not going to
modify it to have in a simple document or anything. Just
No. When I said we, it usually means I. Whatever you said that I will bring to the committee one document.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And whatever else I can add to it from my
okay.
my old HR days, I'll be able to come up with something.
Okay.
Wesley, are you back?
Yes, I'm here now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Wesley. It's your turn.
No, I just think that it's imperative that we actually do have a contract signed by any future employees. I know our last ED did not have a contract, and I know KPFT's general manager does not have a contract. And it's difficult to evaluate somebody who feels that they're aloof from the job description. So I just wanted to make that point clear. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, just to clarify, our managers have had a contract, even as was explained by the attorney, so we won't go into the specifics of that. But also California, which some folks in the other states are unclear, we have ongoing at-will employees, and so they are still bound by the job description that they're given with or without a finite contract. But it certainly in terms of upper management, that's something that this was that I can recall, the one time that we had a multi-year contract. So that's something for the PMB to consider as to what it wants to do. But we probably should put that forward in terms of issues for the PMB.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have anything else they want to add? Because what I'd like to do,
This is Teresa.
Okay.
As the secretary, since we're not actually voting on these things as we're talking about them, I'm taking this as general discussion.
Yes.
That won't be reflected in the minutes. So if there's something of what we just said, I'm not hearing anybody say this is an action item or I'm taking responsibility to do this. So if you want that, tell me.
This is Lydia.
Hold on a second, Lydia. Teresa, that was going to be my next statement.
Okay.
Because we're getting to the point where we're exhausting the 20 minutes. And I was going to suggest that maybe we'll ask the volunteers to help to create the document.
I have a question. This is Ifea. I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Ifea.
I'm concerned about the ad, the content of the ad, and there should be some kind of record of the ad that was placed previously and of vehicles that were used in that instance and other instances. That particular instance was very limited, and that's one thing that we need to avoid this time around.
Okay. The process that we made up, there were
For the SAC, I guess.
There were quite a few places on there. Go ahead, Tracy, and then we're going to wrap this up after Tracy.
I might have just said what Nia said, but there was a list that was posted to the personnel listserv. I guess it came out of Southern California. I'm not sure. But eyeballing it, it looked reasonably comprehensive. It was a little Southern California specific. You'd probably want to add for these positions some parallel Northern California options. But in terms of national, I thought it was pretty decent list. So I assume we can exhume that from somewhere.
Yeah. Tracy, is that the one for RPD search down here?
I think it might have been. I'm not 100% sure, but it was a couple months ago that it came up.
Right.
So I think,
right.
Yeah.
Decent. Yeah, I'll forward it. Ali sent it out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can forward it.
Oh, Ali is present, Teresa. Okay. But there was also the one that this committee also created. So there's that. So we can expand on that if there are other places to be added to it. Okay. So now the time is up for this. What I'd like to do is who would like to volunteer to do a draft of this evaluation criteria document?
Said the little red hand.
Okay. No, okay.
Do we not have access to the ad from the last time, and can that not be used?
Andrea, are you still on? Like I said, I asked Sandra Rawline to send me what she had. She said she destroyed all that stuff. Andrea, do you have anything lingering around in your house somewhere? Andrea? Andrea? Oh, no, Andrea.
But there can't be one in the for the bill that was paid that shows where it was put.
Yeah, I could check with with Lynn to see what she has. Teresa, that can be done. Okay.
And this is Lydia. Same thing. I'll dig up what I have from when we placed back in the day the ads, and that was Bay Area.
Okay, great. So, Teresa, so for action items, I guess it is that I will create the candidate evaluation criteria based on information sent to me from Lydia and anybody else who has...
Candidate what?
Candidate evaluation criteria.
Okay, this is Lydia again, just to clarify.
Yes,
and
it is.
One more point, Nia. So you're getting this information from Lydia and some of it from Tracy and who else? Is that it?
I don't think Tracy said she was going to send anything.
So you're
going
to put it together based on what is sent to you from whom?
From Lydia.
All right. Thank you.
And my own input. Professional
okay.
input you know,
right.
that
Thank
I
you.
Can.
And what can be obtained from the...
From Lynn, right. From the controller. Okay.
This is Tracy, just with a quick thought.
Hold on a second, Tracy. I think Lydia was before you. Lydia?
Sure. No, I just wanted to clarify. My thing is not a document-specific issue. Some of my materials... Yeah, that's not a camp. What I was talking about were the grids originally was a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet with the different firms that we had looked at to conduct the search. And that's not part of the candidate evaluation criteria, I do not believe. That's a different thing. So I was just going to send that to the search committee as raw data. But if I find anything that falls under under candidate evaluation criteria, then that can go into your document, just to be clear.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification. So right now is information I can get from the controller and whatever my input is. And Tracy, do you have something to add? And then we need to move on, please.
It was just a thought about tracking down the former ads that were placed. Not that they're necessarily the same as the ads that will be placed, but it's good data to have. It's possible, although I might be over-optimistic here, that if you went to Otis McClay, that the material that was posted on the website might exist in previous files. I don't know if that's the case. They might have had a disastrous crash, but I think it's worth asking.
Okay. So that's the tech Otis. And a controller lens. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, the next item is the confidentiality agreement, which for the life of me, well, first of all, my pupils are still dilated, so I can't really see that well. I've been trying to search for the confidentiality agreement that was finally approved at the in-person meeting. And I'm thinking that we can just tweak that. We don't need to start from scratch because that was vetted by Foundation Council, and, you know, we all approved that. So whatever – does anybody have it handy that they could send it back to me? I can't find it.
Yeah, not now. Sorry.
Okay. So can we –
Well, I'm sorry, what are you looking for?
The confidentiality agreement that the committee worked on.
This is Lydia. This is, it should be on the agenda for the end of January meeting. If anyone's searching.
The end of the agenda for the PNB meeting or the...
PNB meeting in person in Berkeley, right? Is that where it was approved?
Right. The final... Okay. So I can go back and search there and just tweak it here and there to customize it for the searches. If you guys would allow me to do that, I would appreciate it. So is that okay with everybody so we don't spend too much time on this?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
What are we agreeing to do?
That I will customize the confidentiality agreement that was approved by the PND at the in-person meeting so that it is commensurate with the criteria for these, for the ED and the CFO.
Okay.
But that shouldn't be too difficult to do if my memory serves me correctly. Okay?
Yes.
All righty. Now, moving to the next item is we need to...
Just letting you know, Nia, I'm on the line.
Okay. Oh, Andrea. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just to go back. Did you find anything at all pertaining to the search for our last ED? Did you find anything at all?
Yeah, but it wasn't pertinent to...
Oh.
What I thought we were, going for. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's fine. I'm sure between all of us here, we'll be able to take care of that. Okay. We need to set the next meeting dates. Now, there were dates already set. This is September. The PNB's meeting tomorrow night. The job descriptions, those are already on there. So we don't need to worry about those. Thank God. Our next meeting that's on the schedule here is probably the end of October, is October 24th. So and there's hardly any space on this calendar here for October. Jeez Louise. The reason I'm saying that, because now we might have to meet more frequently. There's a separate search committee other than the personnel committee. And what I think that we should do is to wait for that committee to be convened, and then we plan our next meeting. How is that? I could do a poll for that, because the next meetings I have here are for October 16th and October 24th.
What days of the week is that?
The Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. And this was based on our old timeline,
mm-hmm.
actually, which it's funny. If we had done that, if the committee had taken care of this, tonight would be the night that we would be selecting the 10 candidates for the ED. So we're so far behind now. So it's incumbent upon the search committee. So I don't really think we could plan anything else now until after that. So is that agreeable with everybody? We'll leave it.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I think I'm looking at the wrong calendar. Did you say October 15? We're already on the calendar for that.
16 and 24.
And are we're already on the calendar?
Yes.
I think we should just keep that because by the time the search committee gives notice, that would be just about right.
Yes, that's what I said, that I will leave those, but any additional meetings based on what comes out of the search committee, we might have to meet more frequently. I would for that additional meeting.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Tell me what dates are already scheduled.
October 16th and 24th.
Oh, those are the ones that are already scheduled?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Who scheduled the one on the 16th?
We did, based on the timeline and the approval that the personnel committee was going to do the search. So
all right,
those,
thank you.
Those were already done.
Okay.
Okay. Did I hear a little voice?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, further consideration, I do think that we should, because there's plenty of time to discuss this, and aspects of it might be discussed in executive session of the committee, but I think that what Wesley raised was more far-reaching than this, and the personnel committee is still, you know, the universal personnel committee, not just about the search. So I do think we should take that up, but we need to be really careful and not invoke specifics other than the general need for contracts or whatever when appropriate. So I ask that we put this on our next meeting's agenda, please.
Okay, signing of contracts. Yeah, we're in open session, so I do have a comment.
No, not about specific people.
Right.
This is
right.
About a process for having contracts for managers and other managers in the foundation.
Okay. All right. When you get your computer, if you could just shoot me an email. So my memory's usually pretty good.
Sure. When I get home, I'll send you an email.
Okay. Thank you. All righty.
But I'm going to put, if it's okay with the chair, I'm going to put this down. That Al Brazon asked that the signing of contracts be put on the next meeting's open session
Perfect.
Meeting agenda.
Perfect. This way, will you be sending me all three sets of minutes tonight, Teresa, the two that you're working on in this one?
I will try.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Surely I can get these to you for sure, and
okay.
I'll go right back to the next. I'll try.
Okay. This one is short and sweet,
yeah.
As fast as you type. Okay. Our sixth item is review action item. So, Madam Secretary, could you kindly review the action items?
The only two that I have, the chair will create a candidate evaluation criteria based upon what will be sent from Al Brazon and the comptroller, and she will check with O. McClay for anything that may be on the website. Or may have been on the website previously. And the chair will customize the confidentiality agreement approved at the January PNB meeting.
Right.
Did I miss anything?
No. The essence is there. Okay. So we are done for tonight. I'm going to try, obviously, like Lydia said, we'll keep these. We'll keep those dates, and this will be done definitely way before that. Unless, like I mentioned earlier, if after tomorrow's meeting we are asked to meet faster or whatever the story is, and there are four of us on this committee or on the search committee, so there's some overlap. And based on that. Unless others have other items, but we're at the most favored part, the best last.
Madam Chair, let me ask another question. I guess I'm not understanding. We have a search committee, and we have a personnel committee.
Yes.
And when we set the next meeting, the personnel committee is going to meet on October 16 and 24th.
Yes.
And the search we are not discussing the dates of the search committee.
No.
Okay.
We don't know when that's going to happen.
All right. Thank you.
Already?
It would seem to me, because there's nobody's been designated as the convener of the search committee. It would seem to me practical, which may be a danger in this environment. just in terms of getting moving, a procedure that would allow
the chair of the personnel committee to go ahead and convene the search committee just to get it started, and how would we do that?
Tracy for the staff.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I think we, because this is a PNB committee and the personnel committee doesn't quite have jurisdiction, I think it's fine, but I think it should be briefly raised as a procedural thing tomorrow night about the convening of the search committee, and there's seven people on it, and obviously one of them will be the convener, but I don't think it should be set here. I think it probably needs to be set there. But I would assume we could do that in about a minute flat, you would think.
Can we do that among ourselves?
Can the search committee agree upon themselves? I don't see why not, but I think you would need to get some kind of buy-in from the other folks that aren't here.
Yeah, well, that's probably what I mean. Put a poll and say, can we get the...
I don't see why not.
Okay, well, I'll take it upon myself to do that.
Also, because you're the foundation secretary. So see what happens with Thea? Okay, so Thea will take care of that. And I think without further ado, we will say, buenas noches, bonsoir, and the motion to adjourn is in order.
I move to adjourn.
Any objections to adjourning? Okay, it is 9:18.
Not objection.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for your participation, and we will see you on the call tomorrow night.
Thank you.